Matthew's Easter story contains a little biblical joke there. I don't know if you caught it. The resurrection is announced with an earthquake, but it's fear of the angel that causes the guards to tremble. The dead man, Jesus, is alive, and the guards become like dead men. Pontius Pilate's contingency plans to keep the tomb secure did not count on a divine intruder. And so, instead of keeping Jesus down and out of sight, the plans of the empire, the plans of death, have been decimated. If the Bible had a laugh track, I think it would sound at the moment that the angel sits down on that stone as if it were a rocking chair on your front porch. For the reversals in this story are meant to usher us into the good news of the resurrection. Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Jesus is alive and sin is dead. God has won and death has lost. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. But let me also say this. Biblical joke notwithstanding, there is a part of me that sympathizes with those poor guards whose fear foils the angel's message and whose limp, paralyzed bodies serve our comic relief. I mean, have you ever had an earthquake happen in your very being? The telephone call in the night? The moment when you got the message, I'm leaving and this relationship is over. Do you know what it is to have everything that you thought secure be rolled away in an instant? I once knew a woman, German, who lost one house to firebombing in the Second World War. She came to this country as a refugee in 1952, was a member of the first parish I served. She established her life, and then her house was washed away again by a flood that swept that town in 1955. She never took kindly to the English insurance term, act of God. Do you know how it feels to have your own competence, your sense of your own competence, not to mention control, shaken by circumstance? How it is to have an empty space before you where there is no future to see, nothing to hear except maybe the judgments on your own performance, which, if I were those guards, would be what I was thinking. Oh, you guards, you only had one job. And you failed to keep it all locked down. Do you know these things? Jesus did. Jesus had known all those spaces, those places, that fear. This is the story we tell in Holy Week of his agony, of his suffering. His descent into the empty tomb where the only future seems to be death. The good news on this day is even that thing, death, which seemed so certain, has been rolled away. The tomb was not secure. In the dead of night, when no one was watching, God filled even that hopeless cave with life. And by his rising, God promises that he will meet us, even in those spaces where our imagination falters, where our hope fails. That God will meet us, not with judgment that echoes the punishing thoughts in our own heads. That Christ will reach out his hands to us, not to guilt us, or point us to regret about all the things we could have or should have done, But Christ will meet us with words of forgiveness and new life. When the women in Matthew's gospel go that early morning, the text tells us they go to see the tomb. But when the angel descends, the angel says that they are not just there to see the tomb, for the angel knows the thoughts in the depths of their hearts. In their heart of hearts, the angel knows, God knows, they are looking for Jesus who was crucified. For as his followers, they had seen him raise others. They had heard him promise, I will be raised from the dead. When they go to see that tomb on Easter morning, I imagine they are walking the line between sorrow and hope, between grief and possibility. Could God do a new thing even here? Maybe like them today, whatever's being shaken up in your own life, you too are looking for Jesus in your heart of hearts. Looking for the one who was crucified, walking like the women, the line between sorrow and hope. However strange his story may seem, however fantastic or unscientific, maybe like them you have heard his promise that goodness is stronger than evil. And maybe like them you are hoping that despite all disappointments and failures, there is grace. And if that is where you are, then hear the angel's message for you. Don't you be afraid. Don't you be afraid when all that's around you crumbles. Don't you be afraid when all that you trust to keep you safe or comfortable rolls away. Don't you be afraid, for the one that you are looking for has been raised even from death, and he is alive just as he promised. So the empty space before you is a place of new life where Christ meets you. The stones that were once in front of that tomb have been revealed to be only idols. Do not be afraid of the judgment of people, for God loves you with an endless and everlasting love. For Christ walks before you. And the power of death and all that diminishes you has been shaken. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.